He had outdistanced his supply lines, left food and forage days behind, with all his wagons and mules and oxen. He must come to battle soon, or starve. Catelyn sent Hal Mullen to tend to their horses while she accompanied Renly back to the royal pavilion at the heart of the encampment. Inside the walls of green silk, his captains and lords' bannermen were waiting to hear word of the parley. "My brother has not changed," the young king told them, as Bryeen unfastened his cloak and lifted the golden jade crown from his brow. "Castles and courtesies will not appease him. He must have blood. Well, I am of a mind to grant his wish."
"Your Grace, I see no need for battle here," Lord Mathis Rowan put in. "The castle is strongly garrisoned and well provisioned. Sir Courtney Penrose is a seasoned commander, and the trebuchet has not been built that could breach the walls of Storm's End. Let Lord Stannis have his siege. He will find no joy in it, and whilst he sits cold and hungry and profitless, we will take King's Landing."
"And have men say, 'I've feared to face Stannis'?"
"Only fools will say that," Lord Mathis argued.
Renly looked to the others. "What say you all?"
"I say that Stannis is a danger to you," Lord Randall Tarly declared. "Leave him unblooded, and he will only grow stronger, while your own power is diminished by battle. The Lannisters will not be beaten in a day. By the time you are done with them, Lord Stannis may be as strong as you, or stronger."
Others chorused their agreement. The king looked pleased.
"We shall fight, then."
"I have failed Rob, as I fail Ned," Catelyn thought. "My lord," she announced, "if you are set on battle, my purpose here is done. I ask your leave to return to Riverrun."
"You do not have it."
Renly seated himself on a camp chair. She stiffened. "I had hoped to help you to make peace, my lord. I will not help you to make a war." Renly gave a shrug.